We've got a quorum.
We got a quorum, very good. Okay, have fun. Bye.
Can we call the meeting to order?
Yes, ma'am. McGuire?
Here.
Hassalaqua? Strong?
Here.
Michaels?
Present.
Carter?
Here.
Williams? Coer?
Present. We need approval of the agenda.
So moved, Strong, sorry.
Second, oh, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Second, Michaels.
Open for discussion. Seeing none. Say aye if you approve.
Aye.
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 Okay, public participation, I see none.
We need the minutes. Minutes first.
Oh, my ass playing tricks on me. Need approval of the minutes for May 6, 2022.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Strong.
I'll do the next.
Open for discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Public participation. I see none. Communication from the board. No communication. County and Township Motor Fuel Tax Claim for May 2022.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Strong.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none. No discussion?
I'm good, no ma'am. I'm just getting in the right page here.
Okay. Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Next thing on the agenda is the county engineer's report.
So item number 8, the resolution for C-carts. RPC is not in attendance, and the discussion was that that's going to be deferred, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that item is deferred. Move on to item number 9, which is a resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax funds for county road maintenance. Section 19000000GM. This is just a resolution cleaning up an appropriation from 2019. The money's already been spent. We found that in the books, when Michelle and Angie were going through the books, getting ready to make sure we have everything appropriate for when we get audited again by IDOT, that there was some claims that were posted in the wrong year by the former MFT accountant. So it's not that the money didn't get spent or, you know, was spent on anything any differently. It's just there was some salt that was purchased in 2019. It was actually salt that we were going to use in the winter of 2020, so I believe it was posted in 2020. It should have been posted in 2019 because that's when the salt was actually delivered and when we paid the bill. So this is just cleaning that up with a resolution so that we have all of our ducks in a row. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved.
Second, Carter.
Now it's open up for discussion.
Yeah.
Quick question. With that reapportionment of funds, is that also going to cause a budget amendment?
No.
No, it just is flat out. Yeah. And that's
listen, it's just, you know, whenever we use motor fuel tax funds, we have to pass a resolution that goes to IDOT.
Right.
And our spending at the end of the year has to either be at the number that we appropriated or less. And we were over the number. We already spent the money.
I just wondered, since it was 2019, if there wasn't something that we were going to have to make an adjustment for the 2020-2021 items that were already on the books. Okay.
Nope. It's just a paperwork thing.
Even better.
We had a similar issue in a couple other years that they found, but we already had enough money appropriated, so we don't have to do anything with those years.
We had something last month, too, or the month before, where we had some kind of an adjustment that, well, no, maybe it was money that was, money spent in this year that was appropriated for last or something. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay. More discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 And the next item 10 is a resolution awarding the contract for the 2022 pavement striping, section 22 GM. Bid was held yesterday for our annual pavement striping. And this also includes pavement striping for the Village of Mahomet, the Village of Savoy, Thomasboro, a couple of townships that get in on this. So this isn't all just county striping. There's a lot of different entities that we bid for so that there's one price that everybody gets.
Well, you answered my question because I was like, $122,000? Okay, so this is surrounding towns as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, yep. So the estimate was 101,970.30, and as we've seen in almost everything this year, the bid was over the estimate,
right.
122,356.21, which 19.99% over the estimate, so 20%. It's not as bad as the 30 and 40% we've been seeing on the road and bridge projects, but it is over. But the major items that the county uses are basically the wide edge lines and the yellow center lines. And those items actually came in similar to what we had estimated. Some of the other numbers were a lot of the diagonal lines and the crosswalks and stuff like that. That is typically an urban. Now, this isn't for the city of Champaign and the city of Urbana. It's just for the small communities outside of the Champaign-Urbana area that want to do striping and ask us to bid it on their behalf.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Stroud.
Open for discussion.
Do they know when that's going to be completed or when they're going to start it? I mean, do they have the materials to do it now?
Paint's kind of iffy right now.
I know, that's...
But what... So Varsity Striping, you know where they're at out there off of Cardinal. Nice thing about them getting it for them is that they kind of like on a Friday afternoon, they've been off striping somewhere and they bring all their crews back and they're like, we got to fill out the afternoon. So they go do local striping. So they just kind of do it as the summer goes on, honestly.
Okay.
Usually it's done by August, but it's just kind of as they have time to do the work. And that's, I think our prices are a lot better than most entities because we give them that flexibility to be able to kind of come and go. It's not like they just come and stripe for 2 weeks and then they're done.
Right.
They kind of use it as their fill-in work around town.
But I just know paint is hard to get. Mm-hmm.
So this is, you say, including the townships?
There's what, Mahomet Township, Urbana Township, the Champaign Township have some in there? Or just Urbana and Mahomet, I think. Yeah. Thomasboro, Ludlow Township has some, Village of Savoy, Village of Mahomet.
Yeah, Ludlow.
You know, anybody who wants to have striping done, you know, we offer them the ability to get in on our bid. Because when you do these types of stripe works, like on a road project, it ends up being quadruple or even higher the cost. Because that is, they have to schedule it, they have to be there at a certain day, they have to get it done, and they have to get out. Whereas this, they have more leeway to be able to do it as time allows.
Jim?
You go ahead.
Okay, any more discussion?
As long as he doesn't paint my house yellow, I'm all
right,
great.
Just don't drive through the stripes right after they paint them, because there's so many people out there that are so impatient. You see the lines get pulled across the black pavement, and it's like, 'cause And they got trailer vehicles and everything else telling them to stay back. But people got to pass the stripers because they're going slow. So that's what happens sometimes.
Okay, seeing no more discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Other business.
I don't have any other business. This is a really short meeting, given that C-Cards wasn't
best kind of meeting.
I got a call yesterday from this guy. He's in out there in a little township out there by Marketplace. He was wondering, do the county have any leaf and rubbish pickups?
No.
I told him no, and he called the city of Champaign and see what they pick it up for.
Yeah,
you mean like out by Wilbur Heights?
Yeah, Wilbur Heights.
Nope.
He called you?
Landscape Recycling Center, but they have to take it.
Yeah, they can take it out to the Landscape Recycling Center. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that costs to take stuff there.
In the new districting, I lose them.
Oh, no.
So I'm not as familiar with all the breakdowns in Champaign-Urbana, but whoever's going to be up on that north end, that might even be...
I know it's
close
still
to
not
you, Lorraine.
No, it's not me, but it might be Leah.
Oh, okay. Because I know that mine now stops at Leverett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Then drops down to just north of St. Joe. But Wilbur Heights used to be ours. Hey, and that's a project, too. I mean, not other business, but that's a project, too, that the state and a few others were going to be working on. That kind of on the back burner now?
Well, we put in that Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity grant 2 or 3 years ago, and they went through 4 grant administrators, and every time they get a new grant administrator, I got to resubmit.
Oh, wow.
And it's getting, frustrating to say the least. Darlene just asked me about that, and I said, you know, I'm not going to go spend county funds to do the engineering and surveying until I know we're going to get these grant funds, because it's going to be a pretty big effort for us to do that project. Mm-hmm. And there's also a jurisdictional transfer agreement between the city of Champaign, Summer Township, and IDOT to take that road, Wilbur Avenue. Well, the estimates that they used are about 4 years old.
Oh.
So I think there needs to be a renegotiation with IDOT about what this thing's really going to cost to rebuild that roadway, because I didn't think it was quite enough back then, and surely now there's no way it's enough.
And I thought Marin or somebody was going to put some money towards that.
Well, that's
too.
The DCEO grant.
Yeah,
$250,000.
Okay.
Yep. But we haven't seen it yet. They keep telling me it's pending and waiting, and I don't know what that all means, but...
Those people have suffered up there for a long time.
Yeah, it's no fun up there. But, they sent the planning and zoning people out there to go door to door to ask them if they would prefer to be relocated or they wanted to stay there. Yeah. And everybody wants to stay there.
And they don't want to raise their tax either on that either. I know that. That was another question to propose to them years ago.
Yeah, it's not in the city. They don't want to be in the city.
Right.
So we'll do it when the money's there, I guess, is my answer to that. And it's still on our list of projects. But we're kind of an outside agency doing the work when it happens on behalf of the city of Champaign and Summer Township. So we'll see. And there has to be an intergovernmental agreement that the city of Champaign needs in order to transfer the funds that they're going to get from the state to the construction of the project. And there's a lot of moving parts that aren't really even going to start until we know we have the money.
Okay.
I guess is where that's at.
Well, I wanted to share, we're going to be out in my district today with the city of Champaign. We're going to be working on the pop-up park that's located right at the intersection of Hedge Road and Garden Hills Lane.
Cool.
And we're going to be planting flowers.
Oh, good.
And trees and stuff. And we're getting the track laid. And So we're going to have a dance service outside. So
nice.
If anybody want to come and join us, you're more than welcome.
Hopefully the rain holds off for you.
I know. We've been looking. We're like hoping that it holds on until this evening because we do have a
percentage chance. This morning.
I'm kind of ignorant, but a pop-up park, is that parks that they're just trying to put into the little neighborhoods? I've never heard of that.
It's going
to
be temporary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just for now until the city finishes the plans for the retention pond. So just giving the kiddos somewhere to play.
Sure.
This summer, I think, is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Good for you. That's a nice project.
Some of the neighborhoods, you know, on some of the empty lots or whatever might have the ability to do something like that, too.
Yeah.
That would be nice, especially in the summertime.
That?
Kids are
Where's
all
that?
Over the place.
It's on, yeah, that's so true, on the corner of Hedge and Garden Hills Lane.
Cool.
Yep. So I'm also working with the Modified Sleep Program. So I'm signing up residents for the video doorbell, the light poles, and front and back lights, trying to brighten up our neighborhood. So that's been going well. I got 900 homes to
go,
and I have 150 already.
That have signed up?
Yeah.
Wow. Of course they have. You're amazing.
So you're in the Garden Hills area?
I am. I'm on Hedge Row, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I used to live on Joanne Lane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice little house.
I just always think of, you know, when we're at the board meetings, I don't know if I should have talked, but when we're at the board meetings, we're talking about all the needs of Garden Hills, which also, you know, backs me into this Wilbur Heights. You know, they're not the same, but also another neighborhood that's kind of left off to the side. So
yeah.
I'm glad the city of Champaign's finally stepping up and doing something, too, because they're in the city.
Right.
Yes. So that'll be nice.
It's a little bit different that way.
Oh, good for you. That's great.
Thank
the
you.
Fire departments sometimes give away smoke detectors for free. Mm-hmm.
Who's doing the lights? Is
I don't know the exact company you're asking.
But where's the funding come from? Through the city? Or?
It's coming through the ARPA. Yep, the ARPA funds.
Good. Oh,
they're actually pushing up the project because the city didn't have the money to do it. And they had put it, I think, for like 2025, I think, was the start date, somewhere around there. But since we got the ARPA funds, they were able to move the project up.
Perfect.
Cool.
Yeah, so that worked out. We are so thankful.
Yeah.
What time are you going to be there?
We're going to be there from 11 to 5 today.
11 to 5?
Yep.
Let's see if I can make that.
Thanks.
Going to Chicago.
We appreciate it. As many hands, we can get it done.
Dry weather vibes.
Yeah, hopefully the rain holds off.
Perfect. Thank you for that information.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that things are working out.
I love it. I love being able to talk to the community, you know. Mm-hmm. And so many people were hesitant because they thought that the city owned the video doorbells. And I'm like, no, that is not the case. Let me explain this to you. And so I think that's why the response has been better because they thought that the city owned the cameras and they didn't want it attached to their homes.
Didn't want somebody looking out at them.
It's great that it's coming from you who lives in the community, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's important.
Yep. I'm like, I live right down the street from you guys.
Right.
They're like, you live out here? Yeah, I do. I've been out here 8 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it worked out.
Yeah, it's funny. People just don't know their neighbors anymore.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't. A lot of people move into neighborhoods and stay there for years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminded me of Chicago, you know. I grew up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you could stay next door to a person and never know them.
Yeah, it's too bad. It happens way too much now. It used to be, you know.
Everybody knew everybody, or at least came by and introduced.
Especially the kiddos. They'd all be playing outside here, there, or whatever.
And that's why I pushed so hard for this park, because there is so much tension and death happening between young black males in Garden Hills.
Sure.
And it's like, that was our meetup spot in our neighborhood. That's where we learned where the kids lived, you know, new friends and met new friends and stuff. And I felt like that was something that was definitely missing from our neighborhood. So hoping that will be a peaceful place for kids to hang out and meet each other.
Well, and even if you get the little guys together and start it from there and then let them move on up from that.
Right.
Because little kids, they're so much more open to, you know, everything that's going on around them. They have no fear.
Yeah.
They're kind of fearless. They kind of scare you when they're not kind of fearless. But, I mean, they're all just good buddies having a good time and enjoying their friends. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good work.
Thank you.
Okay. One more question. Is what other neighborhoods they're offering the video?
It's going to open up July 1st for the city of Champaign. The modified sleep program is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right now, Garden Hills is the targeted area because it's got the highest crime rate. Right. So that's why we started there first.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're going to do that.
Well, you saw in our community, they're asking for some more, camera surveillance. Tony is wanting some more cameras in Randall.
Yeah.
In a lot of different neighborhoods, because people are now avoiding the ones that have the cameras. Mm-hmm. And then, so if you spread out to other main intersections and stuff like that, you know, it doesn't track your speed and stuff, but it lets somebody know who's going by.
But it does seem like it's kind of calmed down a little bit, didn't it? You know,
yeah,
since
because you know what,
that?
The summer's normally a hot button time for people out and about. So it's
it doing what it was intended to do. Yeah, somebody's watching. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody from Big Brother watching.
Yeah. Okay. The only guy who needs to be watching is the man upstairs.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay, then, no chair's report. The designated item to go on the consent agenda is 9 and 10.
Yep.
Is there anything else? Not. This is about the quickest meeting we had.
We talked a lot.
Well, we learned a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. So I call the meeting adjourned.